Today on Gardening in a Minute, Artemisia. Silverleaf plants can help bring visual contrast into your landscape, and Artemisia is no exception. This group of cold-hardy perennials works well in the front of flower beds or as transitional plants between colorful annuals. Most Artemisia varieties have foliage that's small in scale with a feathery look and a fuzzy texture. The foliage is also highly aromatic. The biggest challenge with Artemisia is that Florida's humid, wet summers sometimes cause the plants to rot. To help prevent problems, make sure to plant Artemisia in well-drained soil in full sun or partial shade. Artemisia even has an interesting history. One species that's commonly known as wormwood is used to make the fabled drink known as absinthe. For more information about Artemisia and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, coral bean. As summer flowering plants fade, it's great to have other plants that add interest in the fall. One option is coral bean, a native plant that's just starting to put on a show. Coral bean seed pods mature in fall, splitting open to reveal bright red seeds nestled inside. Just be sure to keep them away from kids and pets, since they are poisonous. Coral bean also attracts interest in spring and summer, drawing hummingbirds and butterflies to its tall stalks of tubular red flowers. In north and central Florida, coral bean grows as a large perennial, reaching 6 feet tall before it freezes to the ground in winter. In south Florida, it grows as a large deciduous shrub or small tree. This Florida-friendly plant is a great choice for the back of your borders, so try it today. For more information about coral bean and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, microclimates. Have you ever noticed an especially cold or warm spot in your landscape? Microclimates are just what they sound like, small areas with slight variations in the weather. Pay attention to the microclimates in your landscape so you can choose the plants most likely to thrive there. The southeastern side of your home is usually the warmest spot for cold, tender plants, while low and north-facing areas tend to be a little colder and more humid. A fence will help block cold or drying winds, and trees can trap heat under their canopies and ward off frost. Remember that microclimates come and go as the sun shifts with the seasons, so look for microclimates in your landscape and use them to your advantage. For more information about microclimates and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, cabbage. With cooler temperatures around the corner, it's time to start thinking about plants that do well in cool weather. Cabbage is a versatile plant that can be grown throughout the winter as either an edible or an ornamental. Cabbage is in the same plant family as Brussels sprouts, broccoli, cauliflower, and collards. It can be eaten raw in coleslaw, pickled in sauerkraut, or cooked into a variety of dishes. The time to plant cabbage is September through January or February, depending on where you live in the state. As with all vegetables, be sure to give this one plenty of sun and water. Try to irrigate in the early morning, since this allows the leaves to dry out in the sun and helps prevent common fungal diseases. For more information about cabbage and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, backyard beehives. Honeybees are great pollinators, so it's no surprise that some gardeners choose to add their own backyard beehives. Keeping honeybees isn't hard, but it does require some preparation and special equipment. You can usually purchase everything you need, including bees, for $200 to $300. Check the phone book or try searching online for beekeeping suppliers in your area. New hives should be established in the spring, so now is a good time to do all of your research and planning. Talk to your county extension office or consider enrolling in the annual bee college offered by the University of Florida. By this time next year, you could be enjoying a well-pollinated garden and the sweetness of local honey. For more information about backyard beehives and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM.